Here we go. The Morning Hog Biketoberfest, your official radio station for Biketoberfest, 95.7 Hog. I am Riggs. That is intern Steve. Those Woo-hoo. Are our friends Josh and Amelia from SR Parade. Hey. Yeah, baby. Happy Biketoberfest.
What's up?
Why are you guys here? You're supposed to be out celebrating and enjoying Biketoberfest, and you don't even work during that week, right?
It's our 10-minute break.
Oh, yeah, 10 minutes. Okay. Yeah. We got 10 minutes. Well, you brought a special guest. We need to hurry and get to our friend. Bobby Friss is in the house. Woo! A legend of all of bike events. Bobby, good morning. How you doing, man?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
We're feeling it this morning, man. And I know you're basically fresh off stage from a big Thursday performance, and now you got a whole weekend of Bobby Friss. Where can we see Bobby, Amelia?
Friday, Saturday at the Iron Horse.
Excellent. You've done plenty of these, but how do you still find a way to get yourself up for one of these big, long weekends of bike goodness?
You know, it sounds worse than it is. Here I am. I get to come down and perform for fantastic bikers and friends and all over the world and drink some ice-cold Miller Lite on stage and make people happy. That's not a bad deal.
That is a really good deal, right? Actually, that sounds like we should be doing that. Well, we're going to do it now because we already have some beverages here in the studio, Bobby. Hopefully, you have one at your place as you get ready for another big show tonight. What time does all the festivities start with you this evening?
We are on at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, depending on the night. So I think probably just get there at 8 o'clock, and it'll be us or Highway to Hell on the outside stage.
That's a win-win right there, either way. Amelia, assuming that Bobby has an alignment of beers just like ours, what are we all going to be trying right now?
Hey, we're going to check out Miller Lite.
Good choice.
Yep.
You know. That's good. It's a good start. It is bike week for crying out loud.
Yeah, Biketoberfest. You don't have bike week without Miller Lite.
It's Miller time.
I feel like we're the official radio station of Biketoberfest, 95.7 The Hog, and I feel like Miller Lite should be your official beer of Biketoberfest.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm with you.
I'm going to call it. I'm saying it. I don't know if it's official. Bobby, as a performer, you probably have to get yourself in a mode of pacing for these events, right?
You know, a little bit, but I've been doing it so long. Literally, once we hit that stage, we're in game mode, so to speak. So, and for a great event like Biketoberfest, you know, you got so many people that have waited all year. And like I say, they come from all over the world. I mean, we get emails from guys coming from Europe and all over Florida and the United States to come down and see the show. So, It doesn't take us long to kick in.
Of course, Miller Lite proud to put on the big fun out there at the Iron Horse all weekend, right?
Absolutely. Miller Lite, come see. We're going to have the Miller Lite girls out at the Iron Horse beforehand, letting everybody know to come see Bobby Friss tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Main stage at Iron Horse. If you guys haven't seen Bobby Friss yet in person, those shows are kick-ass. Absolutely love
it. Look at
that. And I hope I was allowed to say that on the radio.
Of course you can say it on the radio.
Did I just get in trouble?
No. It's Biketoberfest. You better say kick-ass.
Well,
you're required.
There we go.
Bobby, if you were to describe the show as somebody who's not seen your show, what would can you condense it in a few words or sentences?
I think it's just classic rock, good time songs that everybody loves, and we get super involved with the crowd, so I'm out running around with a wireless microphone and incorporating girls and guys and drinking and all the festivities that go with it. So we really try to bring everybody in with it. It's not like we stand up there like rock stars and pose and play guitar solos. I mean, we have a great time, and we want the crowd to have just as much fun. And that's really what's been so great about my association with Miller over the years. I started doing commercials for them back in the late 80s. Since then, they've sponsored events. Amelia and everybody at SR Parade are so good, bringing t-shirts and all kinds of stuff, free stuff and free, you know, for all kind of free merch. So it's a great combo.
It is nice to be able to walk into a party that is already in full gear, and then you just come out and play some great tunes and have some fun, right, Bobby? I mean, that's a sweet spot right there.
I am at a great point in my career where I don't do any of those shows where I have to work hard.
That's good trouble right there. Iron Horse is the place we are doing. Do we have something else to try? We got another beverage before.
Oh, true that.
Yeah, so, what else are we getting into here?
Hey, come on, I'm thirsty.
Now, listen, you know, we are going to get hit by the wave, the White Claw wave, real
really?
Quick. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because it's another brand that's going to be out there at Biketoberfest.
Okay.
And you know I love my White Claw.
Of course you do. And we do, too. We love it because you love it. And for our own reasons. But it is a good pacer for a long Biketoberfest weekend, you know?
And still 5%, so it's actually more ABV than Miller Lite.
Really?
Shocker, bro.
Look at that. Wow. Okay. Now, what flavor are we getting into here?
Black cherry.
Oh, thank you.
Our most popular favorite flavor. Going to be at all the places
that
are selling White Claw this weekend.
Gives you cherry fresh breath, too, I hear.
Cheers.
Well.
Okay.
If you drink, drink enough of it, sure. Just try to belch it up and feel it. Bobby, do you have a quick favorite moment in Daytona? Anything special that that makes Daytona stand out from all the other big events that you work?
I have to tell one that still boggles my mind. So I'll do this bit where I'll play slide guitar and I'll say I can play slide guitar with any object. And over the years, I mean, people have thrown everything from a hot dog to a feminine product up there to me, right? So we're on stage and all of a sudden a guy who's a veteran undoes his artificial leg and throws that up on stage. So I started playing the slide guitar with that, thinking, okay, this is a once in a million, and people were taking video and stuff. I hand it back to him, and immediately another guy hands me his artificial leg.
Wow! That's it's improbable, like, that your crowd would have two artificial legs for one show.
It was just like, okay, let's go. And these guys were having a blast, and it was just so fun to... you know, the irony of having, you know, something so unique to be handed up on stage. Everybody had a great time with it, and those guys were just loving it. Of course, I always recognize the veterans in my crowds and my shows, and they're so important to me because my dad was a Korean War veteran. So we saluted them and had a Miller Lite together.
This is nice. This sounds like, and by the way, great words there, Bobby, and now a challenge to everyone in and around Daytona. The bar has been raised to artificial limb. Whatever else you can come up with, Bobby will be ready at the Iron Horse this weekend. And you're playing.
I can't wait to see what's next.
Yeah, you're playing all weekend long, right?
Yep, we're doing, we did a 3-day run there. So last night we played, and then Friday and Saturday we're playing down there, and it's just great to be out there, Norman. I mean, I was on Main Street for years, and I just was looking for a change, and it's just a perfect fit out there. Melissa, the owner, is nothing but nice to us and respectful, and we come out there and kick ass for her, and in turn, she treats us like kings, so it's fantastic.
It's Biketoberfest. It'll be a nonstop Miller time, and we appreciate you checking in, Bobby, and looking forward to seeing you rock our faces out at the Iron Horse this weekend.
I really appreciate you guys having me on, and Amelia, thank you, and SR Perot for everything you guys do promoting these great shows.
Thank you, Bobby Friss. More coming up. We got a couple more beverages to try to fuel your Biketoberfest here on the Morning Hog. It's a happy hour. The Morning Hog Brew Review, Josh and Amelia. You from SR Perot. More coming up here on 95.7 The Hog, your official radio station for Biketoberfest.